Following Pope Benedict's visit here to the Holy Land, yes. You've recently resumed official negotiations with the Holy See. What, in your view, are the most important points in these talks? What are you hoping from them?
Well, the Holy See is actually delivering on the Pope's, on His Holiness's basic message, something which I had referred to here. You know, the activities, as a matter of fact, pursued by the Vatican, including the meeting that took place on issues of this region, we believe are important activities and definitely further the prospects of attaining a just and durable peace in our part of the world, will bring peace to the Holy Land. We have a shared agenda, for sure. We have common goals. And the priorities are in the order that I talked about to the bishops. We're certainly delighted that they're coming. We certainly hope that they will take that message. We would want, for certain, for that message to be conveyed as the Pope's message, as frequently as possible, as loudly as possible. We cannot have enough of it, to be honest with you, because it's absolutely basic and most fundamental. We would want more light focused on continuing injustice. There is really a direct consequence of the occupation and its practices, the difficulties that our people, not only the Christian community, but our people generally, the difficulties that we have to endure every day under this occupation. And the mere fact that actually also is what's getting in the way of our ability to live, to enjoy life as free people in a country of our own. These are issues that definitely deserve to continue to be matters of great focus in the Pope's, not only annual message, but regular messages on this and various activities undertaken by the Vatican in all fora, including in the Vatican's capacity, which is similar to ours at the United Nations as observers. Our seat in the General Assembly is right next to the Holy Sees.
One of the primary concerns of the Church is, of course, full freedom of religion.
Yes.
How can you guarantee that, particularly in Gaza today?
The situation in Gaza is, as everybody knows, difficult. There is obviously the siege, but then there's also a state of separation where the Palestinian Authority is not in control. I know what we in the Palestinian Authority have been doing and would want to continue to do to ensure that there is in Palestine an environment that is, number one, intimidation-free of all kinds, that is discrimination-free of all kinds on any basis, whether religious, ethnic, or any other basis. We Palestinians celebrate a long-standing tradition of coexistence among various faiths. This is the Holy Land. This is where Christianity began, and it's absolutely important. And you heard the extent to which I so strongly feel about Christian presence in the Holy Land. And we're desperately looking for ways in which we could strengthen that presence and enable the Church to pursue its activities. I believe, insofar as the Palestinian Authority is concerned, today, and the state of Palestine tomorrow, which God willing is coming and will happen, you will not find anything but an environment of full tolerance, no discrimination whatsoever, total respect for people to practice their faith, affiliation, assembly, prayer, just pursuit of life and happiness as equal citizens completely. And you heard the strength of conviction with which I am approaching this issue, and I think it's very important. And I hope the situation in Gaza changes, both on grounds of the siege that has to be lifted. Clearly, I mean, that's something that has to come to an end, to end the suffering of all our people, Christians and Muslims alike. But the state of separation will have to come to an end in order for us to, together, you know, build the foundations of the state, foundations that are characterized and driven by those important values, including, of course, freedom of worship and affiliation and absence of discrimination, intimidation of any kind.
On the political front, the direct negotiations seem to be going nowhere at the moment. You've called for the recognition, haven't you, of the Palestinian state. What difference will this make in your view?
Well, as you know, there is a fairly large number of countries that have recognized the state of Palestine before in recent period. A number of countries in Latin America have joined a very long list of countries that had recognized the state of Palestine. Of course, this is uplifting, for us Palestinians. And I believe in a constructive way. These recognitions add to the sense of inevitability that we're trying to create about the prospects of the emergence or birth of that state of Palestine. I think it's very important. And that happening, at a time when we are intensifying and stepping our effort aimed at getting ready for the emergence and the birth of that state of Palestine, I think the timing of it is good. And it definitely reinforces us in the belief that we are on the right track. And I hope it also would carry with it a bit of transformative power in the form that I have described, moving Palestinian statehood from the realm of the abstract concept into the realm of the possible, and I hope for ultimately the inevitable.
You talk about the increased numbers of Palestinians
yes.
for the first time
yes.
coming back,
yes.
overtaking those of the Palestinians leaving,
yes.
and yet there is no solution in sight. What do you put this down to?
Well, it means that people are more hopeful today than they were a couple of years ago. And that's an important thing. We have gone through a lot of adversity. It's not an easy thing to be under occupation for more than 43 years, oppressive occupation. But what this tells me, among other things, well, life is not perfect. Living conditions in Palestine today are not perfect, but that today are better, a lot better than they were a few years ago. What this tells me more than anything else is that people are more hopeful. And that's the most important thing. That's what we really need to maintain. Spirit of hope. That should always be there, it's very, regardless of the difficulties. That's what we're studying. I'm encouraged by it. Things are not perfect, but we're working on it. And life is getting better. It will not get better in a sustainable way or sufficiently good in a sustainable way until this oppressive occupation comes to an end. And it will come to an end, not only because it's oppressive to us Palestinians, but also because it's corrosive to Israelis.